Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and to you too.
Dear listeners, Brother Miqdad is Islamic researcher and teacher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always. Okay, Brother, we said in previous sessions about the cons of social media, and guiding our teenagers about that is extremely important. So are there any more cons that we can educate our teenagers about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked quite at length about self-esteem, mental issues, mental health issues that are associated with social media, with the users of social media. I could even say with the inefficient usage of social media. We also talked about poor relationship. Another one that's out there as well that you can search about is the lack of performance in education. Right? We find that social media is related to poor performance at school. And even sometimes decrease in cognitive tasks.
Okay.
One thing that's very famous, you've probably heard of this as well, is the attention span of today, right? Of our youth today. Attention span is our ability to concentrate on a particular matter.
Okay.
How long can we focus on a particular time? And obviously, the idea is that the more focused you are, the more time you can give to a particular task or a particular book or particular activity, in a focused manner, you are more efficient, you are
more productive,
able to get more out of it.
Okay.
And so we find today one of the biggest challenges that we find at the level of education in children is that the attention span of not just youth, also adult, is very weak, right? So as a simple example, if I send you a video that is more than 2 minutes long, 2 minutes, right?
Okay.
You'll find that people swipe and just move on. They watch the first 10 seconds, watch the first 30 seconds. Don't have the patience, don't have the ability to bear that 2 minutes,
two minutes,
10 minutes to learn something. It has to be quick. It has to be now. It has to be, I only have a few seconds of attention span. And so this is a very big issue. It's a very big issue in education. It's a very big issue in different spheres, because our efficiency becomes very less.
Yeah.
And our ability to increase knowledge, our ability to gain from the different things out there is very less. And this is why, for example, right now, teenagers and youth don't read books, because to read books, you need a very strong attention span.
Yeah.
Unless it's a comic, or unless it's got something in it that drives us, whether it's sexual content, whether it's controversies, or something that is
something entertaining
basically. But if it's a very important matter written in a very important, precise way, teenagers can't do it today.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the ability and the cognitive ability to focus and concentrate
attention,
on a particular
thing. All right. I have seen that even adults don't see the videos which are more than for 2 minutes, just because, as you rightly said, they want it now. They want it just that moment, without realizing that they spent hours on it, and they can't even bear a video of more than 2 minutes. Well, brother, I'll be discussing with you about more cons after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Rhythm Iqthad, and we're talking about the cons we can teach our teenagers.
The last point, hopefully, regarding these negative points regarding social media is the exposure to haram. So as Muslims, it is our duty to ensure that we avoid going into haram. And in fact, even more important is that we what is very important for us to keep in mind is that we need to stay away to exposure towards haram, or stay away very far from the haram. It's like someone who's walking in a mountain, right? When you know the cliff is right there, and if you fall, it's going to be a disaster, taking away your life away. You're going to be standing quite far away from the cliff, right, or from the edge. You would say it's very foolish to stand right at the edge, because something happens and you could fall. Best thing is always take a step away, a meter away from the edge. It gives you kind of precaution.
Yeah.
So with the haram, is same thing as well. We've been taught in Islam that don't live on the edge, right? Don't live in a place where any moment you could just fall into haram. No, take a step away and avoid exposing yourself to the possibility of committing haram. And we find that social media is a very, it's a platform where haram is very easy to happen. Very, very easy. Let me give you a couple of examples. So first, there is obviously interaction between genders, between mahram and non-mahram, whether it's looking at images that are inappropriate, or whether it's sharing and talking to the opposite gender in a way that is more than necessary, and therefore becomes haram if it leads to that which is not allowed for us to kind of have a relationship between a boy and a girl.
Okay.
But not just that, also haram content, whether it's images or if it's even words. So we're constantly bombarded with things that, with images, explicit or non-explicit, or even content, words, sentences that are of nature that is haram for us to read. And so this is something we need to take care of. And we don't have filters on our social media, and we very often fall into this. Now you can say, but I don't look at it, I don't spend time on it. It's true, but if you're constantly seeing the first sight, and you know it happens on social media, then we need to be careful of that.
Okay, so just constantly that particular thing coming up for you over there can affect your mind.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's not just the content, the videos, the pictures. It's also the accessibility. It's an easy accessibility to all that haram content that's available over there. And just not only being available, it's also like being shown in a way like this is something that's right, this is something that's needed, this is something that can be used in your leisure time. So yes, there are a lot more things we can talk about that. And actually, the most important thing over here, after knowing so many cons, is how do we deal that? And I would definitely want to know from you about that. How do we deal with all that? After a short break, dear listeners, stay connected to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood.
Ya muqdi al-khayrat, ya muqdi al-khayrat, ya muqdi al-khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about some of the cons of social media that need to be guided to our teenagers. Brother Miqdad, you were talking about the haram content that's easily accessible, that's available there, that we need to be careful of.
So other things that perhaps we might not have thought about that is also haram. So for example, spreading false rumors. So spreading false rumors is haram. We find that on social media, it's very common.
Yeah.
You hear something and very quickly you forward it. Not having checked, is this correct? Is this wrong? Is this correct? Is it right? Is it dealing with somebody else's private life? Am I backbiting? Or am I being blasphemous regarding certain things that are related to personal lives? Or just false information? Am I somebody who's spreading false information? These things all are haram.
Okay. And,
but unfortunately, on social media, as we go on and either press a like button or forward it to others, etc., we're part of a movement that involves haram, and we need to be careful of that.
All right. So do you think, like, for example, this also comes in it? For example, sometimes someone sends you a voice note or sends you some kind of picture, and we trust that that particular person is sending all that to you only. But you, when you're kind of close, your close friend is someone else, you're trying to forward all those voice messages, all those pictures to that best friend or so-called best friend without the permission of the other person, other party.
Yes, exposing other people's secrets is something as well that we have. We have that when you have a discussion between two individuals, the content of the discussion should never be spread without the approval of those two individuals.
But sometimes, like, they are especially teens who try to prove themselves that I am right and send screenshots here and there. And sending screenshots is also done without the permission.
Exactly. So it's kind of opening up secrets of other people, which is not correct.
Okay.
Other things that could be haram over here. One of them is making fun of others. So again, something that we do this perhaps often on social media is to make fun of others, mock each other.
Yeah.
And perhaps the other person might not show that they mind, but they might feel really bad. It might have impacts in their lives, in how they think about themselves. Exactly. And so this is counted as a sin. To mock somebody, to mock another believer, to make fun of is something that is haram and we need to be careful of. Another is mocking and making fun of the religion or personalities related to religion. You find that we make fun of Islam, or we make fun of scholars, we make fun of individuals or things related to the religion in the name of joke or in the name of just a laugh. But these things can be haram if it leads to humiliating, degrading, looking down upon the religion or the people involved in, or people, personalities related to religion, or even things related to the religion. So we need to be very careful about these things. Now, okay, there is more as well. So another one, for example, let me mention one last one, is the use of foul language. So swearing, bad language, foul language. So using foul language is something that's not permissible in Islam. And this is something that's not something that's a believer with all the dignity that he has to use such language, basically.
All right. So we talked about so many cons about the social media that we can be, we have to educate our teenagers. Now, what can we do about that? I'll ask you that in another session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to Islamic Upbringing. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for us, please feel free to contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can listen to this program again on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah. God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete